It is Neil with Rory Smith. To talk about perception becoming far too many things in football, I think it's sort of a recurring theme in terms of what we have talked about over an extended period of time, Rory, impact on the pitch and off the pitch. But recording this in the immediate sort of light of the Monday after the news of the case, for want of a better word, like it's fucking Perry Mason, between Manchester City and the Premier League came to light. Adjudication, I think, is probably the correct word to go through it all. But it isn't just about that, really. Perception is absolutely everywhere at the moment versus reality. I can bang on again about Manchester United again. We could do Trent Alexander-Arnold's defending. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think start with City, because it's such a clear example of it. And it's maybe the best way to think of what is inherently quite boring.
Oh, and very not boring.
And like not that meaningful. Because, so as a, like a recap, so I think you can make the case that the adjudication that's come down basically says the Premier League is right to have rules preventing clubs signing lots of massively unnecessarily inflated deals with related companies in order to kind of get money into the club through the back door. And you can also make the case that Manchester City have proven that those rules are maybe not drawn up as tightly as they might need to be, which is what I think the point of the case was for City. And ideally, they'd have got the whole APT framework dismantled. I think that's what they really wanted. But the secondary victory for them is doing enough to suggest that the Premier League's been a bit woolly with its wording. And where there is woolly wording, there is legal
wrangling.
A to be harvested, I don't know. Complete my metaphor for me. So you can say, like, no one has comprehensively won that case. The Premier League have reason to be relatively pleased, and City have reason to be relatively pleased with how it's gone. It seems a lot of money and a lot of effort, but relatively pleased. But that's kind of where we are.